Welcome to The Queen of Swords, the podcast where we take on relationship drama like a boss. Are you tired of being ghosted, breadcrumbed, or just plain confused? Well, grab a glass of wine, put on your favorite sweatpants, and join me, the one and only Queen of Swords, as I take you on a journey through the ups and downs of modern dating and relationships. With some relatable anecdotes and a little bit of tough love, I'm going to help you navigate the tricky waters of love, lust, and everything in between. So whether you're single, in a relationship, or it's complicated, join us every other week as we laugh, cry, and learn to slay the dating game like the queens that we are. Let's get started. Another exciting episode of Queen of Swords. I'm your host, and I've got my cubicle decorated with heart-shaped post-it notes. Just kidding. But today, we're diving deep into the world of workplace romances, so get ready for some office gossip. Now, before we jump in, let me hit you with some jaw-dropping statistics. Did you know that a whopping 36% of workers in the United States have experienced a workplace romance at some point? That's right, Cupid is busy shooting arrows in the water cooler conversations. And here's another mind-boggling fact. Approximately 22% of those office romances actually lead to long-term relationships or even marriage. So let's get to the juicy part. Picture this, Sarah and John, two colleagues working side by side on a top secret project. Day in, day out, their eyes are meeting across the conference table until one day, boom, sparks start to fly like an overloaded power outlet. Can you imagine the thrill and the awkwardness of navigating a romance with your office buddy? The tension during the lunch breaks, the secret winks during the boring meetings. It's like a romantic comedy set in cubicle land. But hold on, folks. Let's not forget about the classic tale of forbidden love, Alex and Lisa. Alex happens to be Lisa's supervisor, and oops, there are strict policies about dating your boss. But hey, when love comes knocking, it doesn't care about employee handbooks, does it? Now picture this last scenario. Jenna and Mark, a couple who already had their love story going strong before they landed jobs at the same company. They thought they could keep their relationship under wraps, but you know how office grapevines work. They spill the beans faster than a broken coffee machine. These examples just scratch the surface of the wild world of workplace relationships. From cubicle crushes to power dynamics, it's a whirlwind of emotions, HR headaches, and maybe even some stolen samplers for romantic gestures. So, dear listeners, get ready to explore the pros, the cons, the do's and the don'ts of mixing work and romance. We'll share some tips to keep your heart and your reputation intact, and we'll even touch on the legal and ethical side of things, because let's face it, you don't want your lovey-dovey escapades turning into an episode of Law & Order HR Unit. So grab your notepads and prepare to learn the ins and outs of love in the office. Let's go! Now let's explore the bright side of falling head over heels for your cubicle neighbor. Let's go back to that office of Sarah and John, the two colleagues who find themselves working side by side on their exciting project. As they spend more time together, they discover a deep connection that goes beyond spreadsheets and memos. They embark on a romantic journey that not only ignites their personal lives, but brings some surprising benefits to the workplace. One of the biggest pros of workplace romance is the boost in employee satisfaction and morale. When love is brewing amidst the deadlines and office banter, it can create a positive atmosphere that extends beyond just the couple involved. Just imagine the contagious joy and the spring in everyone's step when lovebirds are spreading good vibes in the office. But it doesn't stop there. Another advantage of workplace romances is an enhanced communication and collaboration among coworkers. When a romantic connection exists, partners often find themselves communicating more effectively, sharing ideas, and supporting each other's personal growth. It's like a tag team, but instead of wrestling, they're tackling that quarterly report together. Now let's talk about personal and professional growth. Workplace romances can provide opportunities for individuals to learn from each other's strengths and weaknesses, to push each other to achieve their best, and to grow both as individuals and as a team. It's like having your own built-in cheerleader who's always there to say, "Hey, you've got this." These are just a few examples of how workplace romances can bring sunshine to the office. From building camaraderie to fostering a positive work environment, love can work its magic in unexpected ways. So the next time you catch a colleague batting their eyelashes across the meeting room or whispering sweet nothings by the water cooler, remember that workplace romances aren't always the HR nightmare that they're made out to be. Sometimes they can be the secret ingredient that adds a dash of excitement, collaboration, and happiness to the daily grind. Now that we've talked about the thrilling highs and heart-fluttering moments of office love, let's not forget that where there's love, there can be some not-so-lovely consequences. Buckle up for the bumpy ride as we delve into the cons of workplace romances. Before we dive into the sticky situations, let me hit you with a statistic that might make your jaw drop faster than an unexpected email from your boss. According to a recent study by XYZ Research, nearly 40% of workplace romances end in heartbreak and, wait for it, unemployment. So let's look at scenario number one, love gone sour. Let's check in on Sarah and John, our star-crossed co-workers. They used to be the talk of the office with their adorable relationship. But alas, things took a turn for the worse when they had a very messy breakup. Suddenly, the office feels more like a war zone than a collaborative space. And the once harmonious team becomes divided, with people taking sides, productivity plummeting, and those innocent lunchroom chats turn into heated gossip sessions. Scenario number two, the rumor mill. Now let me introduce you to Jeff and Melanie. They thought they were masters of secrecy, keeping their office romance on the down low. But oh, how the grapevine works. Word got out, and the whispers start spreading like wildfire. Their private relationship has been turned into the subject of water cooler rumors, raising eyebrows, and leaving them feeling like they're the latest characters in a soap opera. Scenario number three, the HR nightmare. Here's a classic conundrum. Jenna and Mark, a couple who thought they could keep their personal lives separate from their professional ones. However, their paths collided when Mark became Jenna's supervisor. The dreaded favoritism accusations began to fly faster than PowerPoint presentations. The HR department was on high alert, investigating every meeting, every email, and every team assignment like they were conducting some sort of undercover operation. These scenarios highlight just a few of the potential cons that can accompany office romances. Let's take a closer look at some of those drawbacks. Conflicts of interest and favoritism. The line between personal and professional life can really blur, and it can lead to some biased decision-making and potential favoritism within the workplace. Nobody wants to come down hard on their girlfriend or their boyfriend. Negative impact on productivity and dynamics. When love takes center stage, work can sometimes take a back seat. The focus shifts, distractions are everywhere, and productivity can suffer. Plus, office politics and resentment can creep in among coworkers who feel left out or affected by the romance. Professional reputation and gossip. Remember those juicy water cooler rumors? Engaging in an office romance can sometimes result in a tarnished professional reputation, with coworkers and even supervisors perceiving individuals involved as unprofessional or lacking dedication to their work. Legal and ethical considerations. Workplace romances can raise legal and ethical concerns, especially when power dynamics or company policies are involved. Employers may have specific guidelines in place to address potential conflicts of interest or even issues related to harassment or discrimination. We've covered the statistics, we've laughed at some awkward scenarios, and now it's time to roll up our sleeves and talk about how you can actually navigate these delightful but tricky workplace romances. First things first, let's dive into some eye-opening statistics. Did you know that 80% of companies don't even have a specific policy regarding workplace romances? It's like trying to navigate a maze without a map. No wonder love can sometimes feel like walking on a tightrope between HR and romance. The best way to give you some guidance here is to dive into some examples. See if any of these scenarios sound like something that you've dealt with. Scenario number one, Tom and Sally. They've recently found themselves smitten by each other's irresistible charm in the office kitchen. Cupid's arrow struck, and they want to take their relationship beyond the break room chit-chat. So what do they do? Step one, check company policies. Sally and Tom need to familiarize themselves with their organization's guidelines regarding workplace relationships. Are there any restrictions? Do they need to disclose their relationship to HR or to their supervisors? Knowing the rules of the game is crucial to avoid any unexpected hurdles down the line. Step 2. Open communication is key. Sally and Tom should have an honest conversation about their expectations, boundaries, and how they plan to maintain professionalism in the workplace. It's all about finding that delicate balance between work and love. Scenario number 2. Now let's meet Alex and Chris, who are head over heels for each other, but find themselves in a pretty sticky situation. You see, Alex is Chris's direct supervisor, and they're worried about potential conflicts of interest. How can they navigate this love labyrinth? Step 1. assess the power dynamics. Alex and Chris must consider the potential impact that their relationship could have on the team and on their professional responsibilities. Transparency and fairness are going to be paramount here. They want to explore options like transferring teams or adjusting reporting structures to mitigate any perceived favoritism or conflicts. Step 2. Seek guidance from HR or a neutral third party. When in doubt, it's always wise to reach out to HR or to an unbiased mediator within the organization. They can help provide you with guidance, make sure that you're following policies, and help navigate the complexities of a supervisor-subordinate relationship. Remember, it's better to just ask for help than let your judgment be clouded. These scenarios highlight the importance of establishing clear boundaries and open lines of communication. But hey, we've got a few more best practices up our sleeve. Another crucial tip is to avoid public displays of affection that can make your colleagues blush redder than a ripe tomato. Remember, not everyone wants to witness your lovey-dovey antics in the office corridor or during team meetings. Save the smooches for outside the office walls. Lastly, it's essential to maintain professionalism and separate your work from your personal life. Keep those spreadsheets accurate, meet your deadlines, and don't let your romantic entanglements overshadow your professional goals. So, let's dive into how to address these challenges and risks. Before we delve into this roller coaster ride, let's take a look at some jaw-dropping statistics. Brace yourself. According to a recent study, a staggering 64% of employees who engaged in workplace romance face significant challenges and complications during their adventure. Picture this. Lucy and Mike, two brilliant minds in the same department, strike up an office romance. They're on cloud nine until they realize that their project assignments are in direct competition with each other. The clash of love and professional rivalry leaves them caught between their devotion to each other and their desire to be successful. Now let's turn our attention to Sarah and David, a power couple who fell madly in love in the cubicle next door. Unfortunately, the spark has fizzled out and they decided to call it quits. But here's the twist. Their breakup has turned the office into a minefield of awkward encounters and tense team meetings. When love goes south, it's like a company-wide reality show with emotional landmines everywhere you look. Mark and Emily, two colleagues who thought that they had mastered the art of secrecy, find themselves at the center of a juicy office rumor. Their whispers in the break room are turned into an office-wide guessing game, affecting their reputations and even their career prospects. So, what are those best practices if you decide to push past the potential red flags and dive into a relationship? Communication and transparency. Open and honest communication is always going to be key when you find yourself entangled in an office romance. You absolutely need to discuss your expectations, your concerns, and how you plan to handle potential conflicts. Transparency can also help build some trust and create a solid foundation for your relationship, even in the face of those professional challenges. Balancing your personal and professional boundaries. Maintaining a healthy balance between your personal and professional lives is crucial. Set clear boundaries and avoid letting your romance consume every conversation and moment at work. Remember, you're not starring in a romantic comedy. This is real life. Leave the romance at the door, and then when you leave work, pick it up, let the romance pick back up. Seeking support and guidance. If the roller coaster gets a little too intense, don't hesitate to seek support from a trusted mentor, counselor, or even the HR department. They can provide you with guidance, advice, and help you navigate the choppy waters of workplace romance. Workplace romances can be exciting, but we can't forget about the legal and ethical aspects that come into play. Did you know that approximately 45% of companies have policies in place regarding workplace romances? And wait for it, around 36% of those companies prohibit relationships between supervisors and subordinates. Personally, I blame the romance novel industry for the rise of women who imagine having a fulfilling relationship with their boss. These books make it seem like there are no real risks to these relationships and that everything ends up as a happily ever after. But most of the time, this is far from the case. So imagine this scenario. Jane and Michael, a classic supervisor-subordinate duo, find themselves falling head over heels for each other. Ah, the forbidden fruit of love. Now, this situation raises some red flags in the legal and ethical realm. Relationships where power dynamics are at play can lead to accusations of favoritism, unfair treatment, and even claims of sexual harassment. That's where the law will step in, wave their finger, and say, "Not on my watch." Now, here's a tricky one. Picture a lovey-dovey couple, Sarah and Tim, who start dating in the office. They're keeping it hush-hush, but when downsizing hits the company, Sarah becomes the unlucky target of a layoff. Uh-oh. If Sarah suspects that her termination is related in any way to the relationship, it could lead to a messy legal battle involving claims of discrimination or even retaliation. And let's not forget the importance of consent and boundaries in workplace relationships. Imagine Lisa and Alex, two colleagues who decide to take their friendship to the next level. However, what seemed like mutual affection at first can quickly turn into a he-said-she-said situation if one party becomes uncomfortable or claims that the relationship wasn't consensual. Respecting personal boundaries and ensuring clear communication is essential to avoid those potential legal complications and to maintain a healthy work environment. Legal and ethical considerations in a workplace are not something that you want to be taking lightly. Companies have a responsibility to create policies that protect their employees while fostering a supportive work environment. As employees, it's your job to be aware of these policies, to understand the potential consequences, and always prioritize respect, consent, and professionalism. Now, I know there are a lot of you out there that are like, you give us all this advice, but really, I mean, how much of it have you gone through yourself? Well, today, I have a gripping true story to share with you. A story that unfolded in the most unexpected of places, Home Depot. This is a tale of love, betrayal, and the high price that we paid for simply falling in love with each other. Picture it. It's the year 2009, and I, your humble host, was a department supervisor at Home Depot in a position of authority, while my future husband worked as a specialist in the appliance department. The chemistry between us was undeniable, but we knew that complications could arise from mixing business with pleasure. At first, our connection was innocent, friendly chats across the aisle, sharing lunches, and the occasional inside joke. However, as fate would have it, our bond grew stronger, and we found ourselves teeting on the precipice of something more. But little did we know that our journey would be marred by unexpected obstacles. You see, dear listeners, there was someone in our lives who resented our budding romance. Let's call her Beth, a close friend of mine. Beth, entangled in her own workplace affair with a married man, was facing turmoil in her own relationship. And if she couldn't find happiness, she was pretty determined to make sure that no one else would either. Whispers and rumors started to circulate about inappropriate behavior between my significant other and me, despite evidence to the contrary. Security camera footage could show us in different places at the alleged times of our misconduct. Sometimes, one of us wasn't even working. But the rumor mill had a life of its own, fueled by envy and spite. Although other couples within the company engaged in similar behavior without repercussions, it seemed that we were singled out. We even had an assistant manager who took it upon themselves to try and impose absurd restrictions on our relationship. We were told that we couldn't commute together, even though we lived under the same roof. Lunches together became taboo, and the atmosphere grew increasingly hostile. The strain became unbearable, and in an act of desperation, I turned to human resources seeking justice. Yet, even that plea for help couldn't shield us from the consequences that lay ahead. My husband, whom I had already married at this point, decided to leave Home Depot, taking a job with a rival home improvement company. The toll on our careers was devastating. In the aftermath, my own professional growth came to a screeching halt. It seemed as though doors were slammed shut, and I found myself trapped in a career that had lost its luster. The unfair treatment that we had endured led to a profound realization. Sometimes, love comes at a really great cost. So, within 6 months, I made the difficult decision to bid farewell to the company that had once been my professional home. It was a bittersweet departure, because I left behind memories and the dreams that I had once nurtured, and friends. So, maybe let our story serve as a reminder that the world can be a harsh and unforgiving place, even in unexpected corners like Home Depot. The scars of injustice linger, and the bitter taste of lost opportunities still remains. All right, folks, it's time to wrap up our wild journey through the realm of workplace romances. Can you believe how quickly time flies when you're talking about love in the office? But don't worry, we've got some parting wisdom to leave you with. First, let's revisit those eye-popping statistics that had our jaws dropping earlier. The staggering 36% of workers in the U.S. who have had their hearts entangled in workplace romance. And out of all of those workplace romances, a remarkable 22% end up blossoming into long-term relationships or even marriages. Who needs dating apps when you can find your soulmate while fighting over the last donut in the office kitchen, right? Now, before we bid farewell, let's reflect on some of the situations that we explored during this journey. Remember Sarah and John, the co-workers who couldn't resist the allure of romance brewing in the workplace? Their story reminds us that shared interests, proximity, and a little sprinkle of chemistry can ignite a fiery love affair right under the fluorescent lights. And then we had Alex and Lisa, the star-crossed duo caught up in a supervisor-subordinate relationship. Oh, the forbidden love and the ethical dilemmas that came with that, right? They remind us that navigating power dynamics requires caution, transparency, and maybe even a talk with HR. Lastly, there was Jenna and Mark, who thought that they could keep their pre-existing relationship a secret in the office. But office gossip travels faster than an email sent to the entire company by mistake. Their tale shows us that honesty, open communication, and a touch of humor can go a long way in managing a love connection when desks are just a few cubicles apart. As we say goodbye, remember that workplace romances, like most things in life, come with their fair share of pros and cons. We talked about the boost in employee satisfaction, the potential for personal and professional growth, and that magical connection between colleagues turned lovers. But we also explored the conflicts of interest, the risks to productivity, and the importance of maintaining a professional relationship. So, my dear listeners, if you find yourself caught in a whirlwind of office flirtation, keep these wise words in mind. Be open and honest, both with your partner and with your colleagues. Transparency is key to maintaining trust and navigating any potential complications that can arise. Remember to strike a balance between work and professional boundaries. It's crucial to keep your romantic escapades from spilling over into the professional realm. And finally, keep in mind those legal and ethical considerations. Familiarize yourself with your company's policies regarding workplace relationships and ensure that you're on the right side of the HR handbook. Now, I was hoping to get more questions from listeners for the Q&A session episode that was supposed to be this week, but instead we're going to skip over it and we're going to add those questions to the session in October. We'll be back the week of July 4th with our next episode. We're going to be talking about sex and intimacy. Stay sharp, stay strong, and keep ruling your relationships. Empower your heart and reign supreme with love. This is the Queen of Swords, signing off. Well, folks, that's a wrap on another episode of Queen of Swords. We hope you enjoyed the ride and that you're feeling a bit more empowered and a little bit less confused about the wild world of dating and relationships. Remember, when it comes to love, there are no easy answers, but with a little bit of humor, a lot of self-care, and a trusty sword by your side, you can handle anything the heart throws your way. So until next time, keep your sword sharp, your heart open, and your standards high. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcasting platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.